Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Color Me Murder by Krista Davis, narrated by Rebecca Mitchell. Sometimes you have to see people as a crayon. They may not be your favorite color, but you need them to complete the picture. Ritu Gaturi. Chapter 1.
Flory, is that you?
I had just stepped inside the front door of Color Me Red, the bookstore I managed. The owner, Professor John Maxwell, bounded down the stairs. During the 4 years I had worked at the store, Professor Maxwell had arrived early to contemplate curious matters of history and missing treasures. Sometimes he slept in his office or arrived in the dead of night to pursue some theory in his vast library of uncommon books. He rubbed his salt and pepper beard with one hand. Along his sideburns, his hair turned snowy white, but black pepper crept back in and nearly took over on the top of his head. I guessed him to be about 65. His bronzed skin was as wrinkled as the old maps he constantly perused. I had tried to sketch his face at home, but he would have to model for me to get those creases exactly right. The skin just under his eyebrows had drooped, covering the outer edges of his upper eyelids. The effect was enchanting. His violet eyes were spirited, but kind, as though he had discovered secrets as yet unknown to mankind, like a wizard. I had seen a photo of him as a young man, and there was no doubt that women must have chased him. Even now, he exuded a powerful presence.
Flory, my little artiste, have you found a place to live yet?
For years, I had rented a tiny apartment in Reston, Virginia, but I longed to live closer to work in the Georgetown neighborhood of Washington, D.C. I had looked around, but rent in the city was high.